Happy birthday to guitar god Eric Clapton. He turned 76 today.
Time for Bacozzi's Rock Gossip on 102.9 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
Inducted into the Hall of Fame three times. That is a record. His song Cocaine was not written by him, along with After Midnight, written by J.J. Cale. He always admired J.J. Cale, though J.J. Cale was kind of reclusive. And so he was very excited to meet J.J. Cale. Here is Eric Clapton telling this story.
He came to London, and it was like everyone had been waiting for years to see who this was. What does he look like? What kind of thing does he do on stage? And it was so laid back and loose. It was just like you'd expect it to be. And I had guys that knew him in my band then from Tulsa, and they took me backstage, and I got to meet him, which was a dream come true. And then I said, well, you come see what we're recording, Cocaine. That was a thrill.
For him, too. Moody Blues drummer Graham Edge is 80 years old today, a founding member of the Moody Blues, and they didn't start out being the Moody Blues. They were hoping to have a brewery sponsor them. The brewery was Mitchell's and Butler's, so they called themselves the M&B5, trying to get some gigs there. Here's Graham Edge and Mike Pinder on how they got the name.
They owned a lot of pubs down in Birmingham, and so we were hoping that they would love the name and book us into those a lot, which of course they didn't. And then we were stuck with them, M&B, as the initials.
So I thought M&B. One of my favorite things that had stuck with me was Duke Ellington's Moody Me Go, yeah, that piece of music. And I loved the name of it. So I said, Moody Blue, M&B, Blue, Moody Blues, Moody Blues 5.
Named after a Duke Ellington song. In addition to being the drummer, Graham Edge was the poet of the band. He's responsible for all the poetry you hear on their albums. Late Lament, which was the poem after Nights in White Satin, and Days of Future Past, that's where it came from. And Senior Citizens, Wish They Were Young, that one, yeah. He wrote that one, too. Also, he's the funniest member of the band. He says, I did live through the 60s twice. The first time my hair was brown and my teeth were white, and holding up two fingers, the peace sign. Now my hair is white and my teeth are brown. Holds up two fingers again. That means Viagra.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip on 102.9 The Whale. Connecticut's classic rock.